You should have worn, and that's an option.
Oh, that would have been outrageous.
You look pretty good for being the wrong shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Orrville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Paul Simonson. Would you please stand with me?
All together. Father, we are thankful for this season, the great reminder of your love for us and your many gifts to us. We're thankful, Lord, for your blessing on this city and on this country. Thankful, Lord, for the freedoms that we have to assemble and to encourage one another and also to discuss matters of business before this city. We're thankful, Lord, for each one of the men and women who serve here faithfully, week after week, and for many of them daily in the service of our city. We pray, Lord, for your blessing upon them. We ask, Lord, for your presence in this place so that the discussion and the decisions that are made here are honoring to you and are helpful to this city. We're grateful. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a roll call, please.
Shu?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Asperis Jr.?
Here.
Hampshire?
Present.
Asperis Sr.?
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our meeting from December 2nd. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir. Mr. Korfman.
I move we approve those as posted.
Thank you.
Second.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asperis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
We have no scheduled public comment this evening, so we will move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance really does not have anything. There's just old business. Third reading for Resolution 4819, our appropriations. I think we've talked about it enough, but Ms. Strumlin may have a few final comments. But other than that, that's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has no report for tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report for Parks and Recreation.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Chu.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report, but I would just like to say a few words. I would like to thank the voters and citizens of Ward 3 for allowing me to represent them over the past 12 years. I'm very, very honored. And I'd also like to thank all my council members. I've enjoyed working with them, the mayor, and the administration. I truly thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a report this evening. Having received Councilman Hampshire's resignation effective December 20th of this year, we solicited candidates to fill the unexpired term. And we have a very strong field of seven applicants to fill that job. Prior to tonight's meeting, we met an executive session. We interviewed each of them. And I would like to nominate Lisa Widmer to fill the unexpired term of Councilman Hampshire. I'm moving to nominate Lisa Widmer to fill the unexpired term.
We will need a second to that nomination. Mr. Corbin.
Still small.
Quick as all we can tell you what.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Abstain.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you. That committee is to be commended. They did an excellent job. It was not an easy thing. We had 8 applicants to go over, and all of them were qualified, and we definitely need to thank John Larson for chairing that meeting. Now, where are we at here? We're going to go to administrative reports. Mayor Handler.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I also would like to just mention that I was very impressed the fact that we had that many people turning applications for that spot. It's always encouraging to see that. And I saw a brief list of those, and I agree that they were all good candidates. So that was also good to see. And I think the committee did a nice job. I want to thank all of our council members and council president who will be stepping down at the end of this year, after this meeting, I guess, actually. Mr. Baker and Mr. Korfman, Mr. Shoup, Mr. Aspira Sr., and Mr. Hampshire. In my 18 years on council and now 12 as mayor, I do not recall ever this big of a change on council. I suppose we've been close to that before, but I don't remember that big of a change. So I could be wrong. I don't know. I know it's been a while. But I thank you all for your years serving the citizens of Oroville and always having our citizens' best interest at heart. Not everyone always agreed with each other, but in those times we were able to state our differences and move on to the next decision to be made, which was for a very effective council administration relationship. This group takes a very large amount of experience with it out the door tonight, and again, we thank you all for your interest in serving our community. You've done a really good job, and I know Mr. Corbin's been on council since he got out of high school, so maybe not quite that long, but it's been a while. So. All right. I also welcome our new council members, Paul Vance as council president starting in January, C.J. Hanwork and Ward 1 council, and Dino Croza, Ward 3, Darrell Mosley, second council at large, and now I can announce Lisa Widmer as our other council at large. So should be a good group to work with, too. And I thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
I should say, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, too, because we're not going to meet again before that. It's next week. Is anybody scared yet?
Yeah. I'm not scared. I get to look at all of them.
I shouldn't be. I'm sitting beside somebody important. So.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The trash pickup is on the normal schedule this week, but the following 2 weeks, which are Christmas week and New Year's Day, holiday week as well, it is delayed 1 day, so it will be a Friday pickup rather than Thursday. Leaf pickup has been completed. The crews are currently working on leaf pickup in the cemetery and park, so they're still out and about. Our salt crews are ready for potential winter weather this evening and tomorrow. Still crossing my fingers that somehow it misses us. The salt bins are filled and we are ready to go. The Oroville Firefighters Association is pleased to announce that firefighter paramedic Robert Evans has been chosen as the 2019 Firefighter of the Year. I'd like to congratulate Bobby on a well-deserved honor. And to echo the mayor, I want to thank all the outgoing council members and President Baker for your years of service. It has definitely been an honor to work with all of you. That's my report for tonight.
Thank you. Move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one brief comment. As you're aware, our state association, AMP, offers 8 scholarships to high school students of Oroville Utility customers and Oroville Utility employees. Each community can select 2 individuals to apply for those scholarships. We have roughly 100 members, and we have selected Nicholas McFerrin and Ellen McAllister. Both of those two individuals are from Oroville High School there, so they will they are our community's finalists. Those names will be forwarded down to AMP for a few further consideration. So I did want to congratulate both of those. They had to fill out an essay on the benefits of public power in our community. As part of the AMP process, there will be some testing going on. They're also graded on their academics and their school or their community involvement, volunteer work, things along that line. I've had the pleasure of sitting on that scholarship committee a couple times, and these are top students from all communities, so they'll have a tough go at it. But we have had some winners in the past, but I did want to recognize those two high school students for being selected of all the candidates that we received for that. And other than that, I also want to show everybody's thank you for the outgoing council members and Mr. Baker's work. It's been a pleasure working with all of you, and I wish everyone here a happy holidays. That would conclude my report tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our finance director, Ms. Truman.
I, too, would like to echo my fellow director's comments. It's been a pleasure working with all of you. Look forward to working with Mr. Korfman on the utility board in the future.
Thank you. Move to our ball director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I'll echo my colleagues' comments and sentiment. Godspeed to each of you. We're looking forward to working with the new council members, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you. A couple things for my report this evening. The first one is our clerk has something for us.
We have a liquor license transfer request from the Hartley Company, which was 901 North Main Street, which would be the Starfire, transferring over to Bell Stores. And if there's no objections, I will go ahead and send that in. Any objections?
I see no objections. For the rest of my report, this will be my final day up here sitting up in front of everyone. I've enjoyed every minute of it. When I first was selected many years ago, people warned me. They said, man, you're all going to get all kind of phone calls. It's going to be a tough job. Boy, were they wrong. I've kept my home phone number so I would have my name in the phone book just for those people to call. I hardly ever get any. Now, I don't want them to start now. But I hardly ever get any. And the job has been a very rewarding job. I served on council first and now as council president, and as soon as we're finished here, I've got my other job waiting. I wore my incognito coat tonight, but all of you hopefully are not on my naughty list for this year. So that completes my report. We'll now move to old business.
Resolution 4819. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espera Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espera Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 4819. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Anyone want to make any comments this evening for this? This is the third reading.
I move resolution 4819 be adopted as read.
Second.
Mr. Schutz.
Jump up and down next time.
Espera Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espera Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, most of you kind of snickered a little bit at Mr. Shoup. What you don't know is from up here, I see hands going. I never see Mr. Shute. He's way down in a hole down there. But
he's a senator.
That's it.
We got a taller council president coming.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Problem solved.
We'll put his chair down lower. We'll now move to new business. Mr. Morrison.
Ordinance F-19. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Ordinance F-19, an ordinance vacating an alley which runs southwest to northeast, parallel to the Wheeling and Lake Erie Railroad, adjacent to lot 3284 in the city of Oroville, Ohio.
Okay, anyone have any questions? Well, or do you have any comments for us, Mr. Wheeler?
I sure do. Thank you, Mr. President. This is an alley vacation request from Julie Marlach Deal. We actually vacated the section at the end of Garfield in 2018. This little stub area is also a grass area. Historically, it was understood that it was owned by Wheeling and Lake Erie. After much further research, a lot of that by Ms. Mullinax Deal, it was discovered that it actually is part of the paper alley that we own. So when we vacated in 2018, we only vacated that area abutting Garfield. So this is kind of a cleanup of the 2018 vacation. It will be split between Wheeling and Lake Erie and Ms. Mullinax Deal as per our normal alley vacation rules, which is dictated by ORC. Glad to answer any questions.
So no questions.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes, ma'am.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move ordinance F-19 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shue.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Affirmative.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That completes our old business for this evening. Anyone have anything to say for the good of the order tonight? Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to thank the citizens of Oroville for letting me. It's been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve 20 years on city council, be reelected, and it's really, truly an honor. Possibly the greatest honor of my life. I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful for what has happened. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess if everybody else is going to say a few things, I don't have anything prepared, but same thing, you know, it's been an honor that the citizens of Oroville had put me in for three terms, and I feel we got a lot accomplished. We did a great job with the directors, directors before you sitting here today. You know, I came here in 1993. I moved here from the state of Maine. And I didn't have a clue about Ohio. So I visited Medina, Wadsworth, Wooster, that's what I knew it at the time, in Oroville. And I said, I'm going to pick one of these cities to live in and raise my family. Junior was only 8 years old. And I visited all the police departments. I visited the Board of Education. I took Junior to a restaurant at McDonald's and interviewed some moms with little kids and said, how do you like this town? One of them happened to be the principal's daughter. And I was impressed. And I was really impressed with this town, and I said, I think I'm going to like this town. So, you know, I've raised my four children here. It's been great. You know, being in city council, I understood how this city was really run. It is a special city. You hear the mayor say that a lot. I really believe it is. And I think it's a lot of great work with the directors, the people that work for them, the multiple mayors, multiple presidents, and And I really appreciate council here. I think we had a good run. And I wish the incoming councilman all the best. I think Ms. Remlin had said once, not too long ago, there's, what, 7-8 cities left that have a 1% income tax? Think about what we have in Orville with that. That is phenomenal. Okay, keep the good things going, you incoming councilman. People on council here along with the director. So all the best to Orville. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? Mr. Hampshire.
I as well would like to thank the citizens of Orville and the council members from Lorson, Corfman, Spears and Spears, Wilson, Shue, Miller, Vance, Leathers, the ones I've worked with. It's been an absolute joy to work with. Even though we didn't always get along, we came up with solutions that served, we thought, Orville in the best way. And to work with Mr. Wheeler, Mr. Brenniger, Ms. Trimlin, and Mrs. Kirkbride, and the rest of the mayor, and Mr. Baker, and Ms. Gall, it's been fantastic. So thank you for trusting me and trusting this group up here to lead. It's been a joy. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you and good luck to the outgoing members. You folks helped me figure out what I'm supposed to be doing up here. And thankfully, the directors will remain because I just realized, other than the incoming new president coming in, I have the most tenure now. And we should all be scared of that. From this point forward. So,
it's called Rich.
Congratulations. Good luck.
I think that's a pretty
thank you.
Mr. Wilson.
To echo Mr. Wilson, thank you guys. You know, you were all here when I arrived, and I learned a heck of a lot from you all. And again, you know, we didn't always agree on everything, but we came to terms on things, and that was very good. And I would say that a really fantastic send-off was what happened this evening in that committee meeting. You know, we got to hear from 7 different people a lot of fantastic things about this town, and their willingness to serve shows us that we must be doing something right. And that's kudos to you guys. So, you know, give yourselves a hand, I guess, maybe when we leave the meeting. But thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to serve with you.
Thank you. One last thing for me. I'm going to need someone to make a motion. Yes, sir.
My last motion. I move we adjourn.
Okay. This meeting is now adjourned.
Oh, we got a second.
We need a second. He's so excited.
It's time for me to leave. You can tell.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Aye, aye.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes, ma'am.
Our meeting is now adjourned. And one last time, Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night.
Stick around for a cookie to honor our outgoing council folks here.
Yeah, we have some top
shoes. There's some nuts over there.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll sit there.
The only difference. Hey, Steve.
What up,
Steve?
Steve, are these for Paula?
Hey, Steve. Why are you? Why are you?
I told my boss.